This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Spring break draws to a close for Congress next week. One pressing item is how much money to put towards stopping the Zika virus. More than 500 cases have been reported in the continental U.S., all people who recently traveled to regions with the mosquito-borne condition that can cause birth defects. Gigi Duban has this update on the funding story.
The White House asked for $1.9 billion to fight Zika. The Senate offered $1.1 billion toward mosquito extermination and research, and the House offered up $622 million.
Congress is deliberating or dithering, depending on how you look at it.
That's Henry Miller, a public policy fellow with the Hoover Institution.
The money will come because it's politically expedient to provide it.
But he says the money is just a distraction from what he calls the dysfunction among the regulatory agencies like the FDA and the EPA involved in Zika solutions like vaccines and spraying. Roger Mark D'Souza directs the Maternal Health Initiative at the Wilson Center.
So there's some contention about, you know, is this a priority? The degree to which it is really affecting the U.S. population now and what that means.
And what to do about it. D'Souza says, for example, spraying for mosquitoes is the most expensive part of Zika prevention. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.